Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And our students are so good. They work so hard. And if you are a hardworking student, of course, you're going to get hungry and you're probably going to want to eat something really tasty.
Now, you know what? Sometimes I get hungry when I'm really lazy, too.
That's not a good time to eat because you'll probably put on the pounds.
What?
Yep, that, it does happen sometimes.
Oh, that's true. Mm-hmm.
But we are going to talk about something that probably is pretty high in calories.
Yes.
I suppose it is possible to have a low-cal hamburger.
But it wouldn't taste very good.
And it probably wouldn't if you leave out all the salt and the ketchup and all that kind of stuff. But it's burger time today in our unit on food, and we're going to be talking about hamburgers, which ironically are not made with ham. They're made with beef.
Which is kind of fun. We're talking about the history of hamburgers, and we're not just going to talk about fast food hamburgers. We're going to talk about the good stuff, people, because if you've had a lot of experience with hamburgers like I have, you're not really very excited to go to fast food places and get a hamburger. They don't taste very good, but boy, can I make a good hamburger. But my mom makes a better hamburger.
Yeah, my brother took me to some gourmet hamburger place in San Francisco.
How was it?
Yeah, it was very tasty, although very, very expensive.
Hey, my favorite place is only located on the west coast of the U.S. It's called In-N-Out Burger. I bet some people have heard of it. I teach someone, a private student, who loves that place. He lived in California for a year. It is the best, and we have In-N-Out Burgers in Arizona where my parents are. So I just had one a couple months ago.
Sounds very tasty.
Yeah.
I should also mention that burgers or hamburgers are oftentimes a breakfast food for people here in Taiwan. They often have hamburgers for breakfast, which to Americans is kind of strange because we think of hamburgers as being for lunch or maybe for dinner, but not for breakfast. But, you know, to each his own, it's okay. I've certainly had my share of burgers in the morning here in Taiwan.
Yeah.
And today it's burger time, and we're going to be talking about hamburgers in today's program. So let's get to it, everybody. Let's read the entire content of today's lesson right now.
The smell of grilled beef fills the air. Your waitress arrives and sets a sandwich in front of you. A juicy patty of ground beef sits between two halves of a toasted bun, covered with lettuce, tomato, ketchup, mustard, onion,and the all-important pickles. The hamburger is one delicious food that everybody identifies with America. The origin of the hamburger is unclear, since a number of restaurants claim that they invented it. However, Walter Anderson from Kansas standardized the recipe in 1921. He carefully weighed the burgers and served them on a specially shaped bun.His restaurant was called White Castle, and it was the first of a chain that would popularize the hamburger. Today, White Castle's infamous burger, the Slider, is loved by some, but loathed by others. McDonald's began to serve us diners in 1940. At McDonald's, the preparation of the burger was rigorously controlled, right down to the order in which the patties were flipped.Managers even had to go to McDonald's Hamburger University to learn how to do their job. Many other fast food chains sprouted up later, ranging from A&W with its famous root beer to Burger King, where burgers are grilled over a flame. The thin patties and assembly line production of hamburgers have been exported around the world, from Japan to Brazil.
Okay, let's talk about hamburgers, and we're talking a little bit about the history of hamburgers, and, well, I'm not really sure exactly why we call them hamburgers, but the story I read is that a long time ago in America, some German immigrants were in New York, and they were eating these sandwiches made with beef put between two pieces of bread. Some Americans went over and asked the Germans what they were eating, but the Germans didn't understand English. They thought the Americans were asking asking them where they were from.
Oh.
So they responded, Hamburg, which of course is a city in Germany. So the Americans thought, oh, they're eating hamburgers. And that's where the name came from, at least according to this story.
It's a funny story. Well, a lot of people claim to have invented the hamburger because, oh, who doesn't want to be the inventor of the hamburger? Wow, that's a big deal. Now let's describe what it actually smells like when they're cooking that hamburger patty.
Mm-hmm.
The smell of grilled beef fills the air. If it's grilled, you're cooking it by putting it on a flat metal frame and it has bars across it. And usually there's real flames coming up from underneath those bars and you're grilling it. Think of barbecuing, guys. Sometimes we'll buy little pieces of charcoal and grill our meat that way. It doesn't have to be live flames coming up. You can grill over charcoal too. But what it does is it gives that meat a really nice smoky flavor. I love barbecuing.
Mm-hmm, right. Grilled hamburger. Sometimes they're fried. That's different from deep fried. Fried in this case would be the piece of meat is just cooked on a hot piece of metal. But here we're talking about grilled beef, as you said, like in a barbecue or something. And your waitress arrives and sets a sandwich in front of you. Okay, so of course a hamburger is a kind of sandwich, except that the meat is round and the bun is round. Well, you get a juicy patty of ground beef and it sits between two halves of a toasted bun. Okay, that's the basic formation of a hamburger. When the meat is formed into kind of a disc shape, mm-hmm. like a frisbee or something, that's a patty. We call that a patty. So it's a juicy patty, which means it's going to have some juice coming out of it. And it's from ground beef. Beef can be prepared in different ways. Ground is when you take various kinds of meat from a cow and kind of mix it all together. And then you make these little balls, you crush it down, and then you have these hamburger patties.
Now, ground's the adjective form. The verb is actually to grind. You're grinding the meat up.
Mm-hmm.
We actually grind coffee. We grind nuts. We break them up into powder, very small pieces, using a special machine. Well, they do that to meat, too. Also to pork. You can get ground pork, ground beef, ground turkey, ground chicken, all those things, and cook it that way. Now, we're going to put the beef, that little patty, between two halves of a toasted bun. That bun is the bread, and it's in a round shape, but we like to have it toasted. It tastes better. So you put it on the grill, and it gets a little bit toasty or dark brown, and I love it that way.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's the basic part of a hamburger, but of course, you can put things on your burger.
Mm-hmm.
You can have lettuce, tomato, ketchup, mustard, onions, and of course, pickles. Pickles are very important. Lots of people think that if you don't have pickles, it's not a hamburger.
Oh, I don't like the pickles.
Yeah, some people like them, some people don't. I happen to like them a lot.
Oh.
Mustard, of course, is a kind of yellow sauce. American mustard is very yellow in color. It goes good on hot dogs. But there are different kinds of mustard in the world. Like, for example, in France, they have Dijon mustard, which mm-hmm. I like. There's also English mustard, which is very, very spicy.
Mm-hmm. And it comes from a plant and seeds, and they crush them up to make that mustard sauce. I do like mustard. I've grown to like it more and more as I've gotten older. Now, the hamburger is one delicious food that everybody identifies with America. When you identify with something or somebody, it just means you can relate to it or you maybe feel sympathy for that person. You can share their feelings. But when you identify something with a place, you mean it kind of makes you think of America when you see the hamburger. They're kind of connected. They're related to each other. So when people say hamburger or see a hamburger, they always think, oh, it's American.
Mm-hmm. For example, I could say everybody identifies the Great Wall with China. Okay, that's one thing that we think of when we think of China. You could also say to associate something with something else. So again, lots of people think of America when they think of a hamburger. Oh, hamburger, it's from America.
Mm.
Or spaghetti, oh, it's from Italy, etc.
Yeah, well, where did the hamburger come from? The origin is kind of unclear, meaning we're not very sure. The origin of something or somebody just means the place where they begin, where they began or they started to exist. So, who first came up with this idea? Well, we're going to tell you at least one story. Tom shared his version, this story of two Germans who were eating and couldn't say hamburger. Well, the origin is unclear because a lot of people would like to say they invented it. We're using the expression here, a number of restaurant chains, or these restaurants claim that they invented it. A number of just means several, definitely more than one. So there are several restaurants out there that say, hey, we're responsible. We had this great idea. It belongs to us.
Okay, but somebody finally standardized the recipe back in the year 1921. Now, to standardize something means you give it certain qualities that everybody else needs to recognize and follow. So maybe people made different kinds of hamburgers, but this guy standardized the recipe back in 1921. And after that, only things that followed his recipe could be called a hamburger. So he standardized it. Lots of governments, for example, might standardize various systems, like weights and measures were standardized. I guess they say that Qin Shi Huang in China standardized Chinese writing or standardized the measurement system in China.
Well, they standardized the recipe for hamburgers. Of course, they may have standardized it, guys, but boy, do we have lots of versions of hamburgers out there in the world today. Everybody wants to come up with their own thing. Now, a recipe for something is simply the directions for cooking some sort of dish of food. So first of all, they'll give you all the ingredients and the measurements. Maybe you need a cup of this or a liter of that. And so you know what you need to buy in order to prepare that. But then they'll also go ahead and tell you how to mix or combine everything together. And if you need to cook it, how long you should cook it and at what temperature. That's your recipe.
Okay, so here this guy Walter Anderson from Kansas carefully weighed the burgers and served them on a specially shaped bun. So he weighed them. I guess they all had a certain standard weight. And then he would serve them on a special bun, which I believe is that round bun that we all know and love today. Okay, everybody, we'll continue talking about Walter Anderson and his restaurant in just a couple of seconds. But right now it's time to listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. This is Kevin. 今明两天的内容呢是跟食物有关的主题。相信大家都一定品尝过汉堡的美味，但是有关它的由来、它的历史，甚至它的烹调方式，相信大家一定都很好奇，迫不及待想要好好的来了解一下。第一段其实就在对传统美国汉堡的一种描述。从第三句话开始，我们就可以看到 a juicy patty of ground beef， 有多汁的碎牛肉片。Sits between two halves of a toasted bun， 夹在两片烤面包中间。牛肉片上覆盖着 lettuce， 则是莴苣 ；tomato， 是番茄 ；ketchup， 番茄酱 ；mustard， 芥末 ；onion， 洋葱，和其他极为重要的 pickles， 也就是腌制的这种泡菜。最后说到了 the hamburger is one delicious food， 汉堡呢是一种美味的食物。That everybody identifies with America. 许多人都认为它跟美国是一体的。在这段里头我们看到了几个重点。首先我们看到这个碎牛肉，它用的是 ground 这个 PP 来修饰后面的这个名词 beef。刚说到 ground 在这边呢，其实是个 PP 当作形容词用的用法。换句话说，它的原型其实就是 grind， 它拼法是 G-R-I-N-D， grind, ground, ground， 表示研磨、磨碎的意思。同样的这种动词的三态变化，其实我们还可以发现到之前学过的 wind， 我们说缠绕或者把发条这个转紧叫 wind， 它的三态变化也是 wind, wound, wound， 拼法也是一样的。另外在这段里头我们看到有一个很有趣的一个单字，我们说番茄酱叫 ketchup， 事实上从这个字呢我们就可以看得出来，其实番茄酱是从我们中国的广东传到西方世界去的。怎么说呢？因为在广东话里头他们说的番茄酱就是茄汁，茄汁的广东话呢就叫 ketchup， 所以呢后来到了西方就变成了 ketchup 这样的一个英语的发音。而我们叫 ketchup 这个字的话呢，其实也拼成 C-A-T-S-U-P， 也都表示番茄酱的意思。 另外在这一段的后头我们看到了有个片语就是 identify with 我们说把 A 跟 B 视为一体这样的用法是 identify A with B 把 A 跟 B 看成是一样的所以这边讲到说汉堡呢几乎就跟美国文化呢是融入在一起所以最后他说到这个很多人认为汉堡跟美国是一体的接下来这一段呢就提到有关汉堡的起源他可以说是众说纷纭而来自堪萨斯州的 Walter Anderson 他在1921年把汉堡的制作方式呢他给标准化了在这段的开头我们看到了一个单字就是 origin 这个字所指的是起源或者是源头的意思这个字它的相关的词类变化很多而且都很重要常在一些文章当中会出现好比说它的形容词 original O-R-I-G-I-N-A-L 表示起初的或者也可以表示有创意的我们可以这样来想这个点子是从它最先开始的从它起源的所以它是有创意的叫 original 那我们说 original 这个字很特别的地方在于说它也可以当作名词表示原作品或是原画作的意思另外 origin 这个字呢我们把它衍生出另外一个名词所谓的创意就是 originality 它的名词就是O-R-I-G-I-N-A-L-I-T-Y originality 而它的副词很简单就是 originally 刚刚我们说的 original 加 ly 就行了那很重要的动词呢怎么样拼法是 originate 它的拼法是 O-R-I-G-I-N-A-T-E originate 在同样这个句子里头我们看到后半部有一个片语叫 a number of 表示的是一些的意思那我们说大量的话呢我们只要在 number 前面加上一个 great 这个字就可以了我们说 a great number of 表示大量的要特别注意到就是我们看到 number 这个字所以后面就该很清楚的知道后面所接的名词必须是可数的一旦我们把 number 这个字换成是 amount 变成了 a great amount of 那么后面的名词就必须是不可数的名词那如果把 amount 再把它换成是 quantityQuantity quantity 这个字的话呢 a great quantity of 后面你加的是可数名词或不可数名词都是 OK 的在这个部分我们还看到了有一个单字叫 standardize 它的意思是表示标准化的意思我们看到一个很常用的一个动词字尾的字根就是 ize 简单来讲它就表示使它如何如何表示什么什么化的意思像我们说标准的叫 standard 标准化叫 standardize 同样的情况我们说流行或是普遍的就叫做 popular 而使普遍使流行这个动词就是 popularize P-O-P-U-L-A-R-I-Z-E 也像后面加 I-Z-E 这个字尾就可以了相同的工业化叫 industrialize 社会化叫 socialize
We're going to take a quick break Stay tuned, we'll be right back to talk more about It's Burger Time
Okay, everybody, welcome back. We're going to continue talking about burgers. Burger, of course, is short for hamburger. Sometimes people just say burger. Hey, let's go get a burger and fries for lunch.
Hey, nowadays, guys, people are eating veggie burgers and turkey burgers, too, to be a little bit more healthy.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're talking about hamburgers here, and I do try to avoid eating meat when I can.But I still can have a burger because, as you said, there are substitutes. There are vegetarian beef patties. Tofu burgers. Or even sometimes don't even put the meat in there. Just have a bunch of vegetables in a bun. That's pretty tasty as well. Mm-hmm. Well, remember, we're talking about Walter Anderson, and he was from Kansas. And my goodness, he standardized the recipe for hamburgers back in 1921. Now, his restaurant was called White Castle. I think they're still around, right? White Castle?
They are.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And it was the first of a chain that would popularize the hamburger. Now, we all know what a chain restaurant is. McDonald's is an example of that. Ding Gua Gua is a local fried chicken chain here in Taiwan.
Ding Tai Fong. Mr. Donut.
Kind of, yes. Mr. Donut, etc. Jie Jia, that's also chain. And White Castle here was a restaurant chain in America, and it popularized the hamburger. hamburger. To popularize means to make something popular. People knew about the hamburger because of this restaurant and other restaurants.
Now, today, White Castle has an infamous burger called the Slider, and it's loved by some and loathed by others. If something's infamous, it's not the same as saying it's famous. Usually, if you're using infamous, you're talking about somebody or something that's famous for bad reasons. And the reason why we're using this is because some people hate their hamburger. We don't have White Castle on the West Coast, but it is on the East Coast. When I was in New York, I remembered hearing people talk about White Castle burgers. You could even buy them in the grocery store in the frozen food section.
Ooh.
And they're square buns, which is really strange to me, and they're tiny. So you'd eat about, you need to eat about five of them if you were a guy. I could eat about three. They were okay, but they weren't my favorites.
You know, I seem to remember a White Castle in that John Travolta movie in the 70s, Saturday Night Fever.
Oh, yeah.
I think he went to a White Castle.
He was in New Jersey.
Something like that, right? But in any case here, this is an example of another restaurant chain. McDonald's is not the only one. There's more than just McDonald's and Burger King and Wendy's. There's also White Castle. There's also Jack in the Box. There are all sorts of burger chains in the United States. I've never heard of this Slider before, but I guess lots of people love it, but some people hate it. And if you really hate something, you loathe it. I loathe the Slider. That's what someone would say if they really hate this particular burger.
Yeah, I loathe the Red Sox. I could use that as an example. Now, McDonald's actually began to serve us diners. We're talking about people like you and me who like to eat. We're diners, people who go into restaurants of any kind and sit down and pay for the food that's served to them, or maybe they take it out with them. We're called diners. Well, they began to serve us in 1940. So they haven't been around that long. They didn't start in the 1800s, guys, although it seems like it. They've sold so many hamburgers. Now, at McDonald's, the preparation of the burger was rigorously controlled. Rigorous just means you use a lot of high standards. You're very strict in what you require. Or maybe your exercising can be described as rigorous. Oh, it's very difficult, and you have to sweat a lot, and it's not fun, but you do it because it's good for you. Well, if something's rigorously controlled, they manage everything about the preparation of the hamburger. You can't just make it the way you want it. You have to follow the rules.
Right. And because they control that, McDonald's hamburger will probably be exactly the same no matter where you are in the world. And they even control the order in which the patties were flipped. To flip a burger means, well, you cook one side, and when that's ready, you need to flip it over to the other side to cook the other side. You can do that with lots of different kinds of foods, like to flip pancakes or waffles or something like that. Or even eggs will get turned over or flipped.
Or they flip don bings here in the morning.
Yeah,
when I go
right,
and get
yeah.
my donbing, they flip them from side to side, make sure both sides are cooked evenly. Well, managers even had to go to McDonald's Hamburger University. This Hamburger University is a school for people who work at McDonald's to learn how to make the food. And it's located in Illinois, which is in the middle part of the United States.
Okay.
So they were pretty serious about this.
Okay. And there are other fast food restaurants or chains that sprouted up later. Sprout means something starts growing, like a tree or a bush or a plant will sprout. And these new restaurants came out later on. Now, they ranged from A&W to Burger King. A&W actually used to be here in Taiwan many years ago.
Oh, you're kidding.
Oh, they did have one down in Ximending a long time ago.
Oh, I love A&W. I love their root beer and I love their hamburgers.
Mm-hmm. Well, I especially love their hamburgers. And they had their special kind of root beer.
Oh, I loved it.
Which was very tasty. So some people would like to have root beer with their burgers. You won't get root beer at McDonald's.
No.
Burger King also had a special kind of burger, which is grilled over a flame. McDonald's is fried on a grill that's just metal, but Burger King King will grill them over a flame, so they'll have those little black lines on
them. Tastes better.
Like steak. Some people think that tastes better. And the thin patties and assembly line production of hamburgers have been exported around the world from Japan to Brazil. Now, assembly line here, I guess they're not really producing them like a factory, but basically they're talking about standardizing the procedure.
Yeah, if you have assembly line, it usually means you have a line of people and each person is responsible for doing one thing. Perhaps they're making a product. Here they're putting a hamburger together. So one person will cook the hamburger. Maybe the next person takes care of the bun. The next person standing next to them would put on the lettuce and the ketchup and mayonnaise, things like that. So it's a long line of people. Now, if you're talking about a factory and people making big things in a factory, you might have a lot of machines, but you still need people doing one particular job. Haven't you worked in a factory before? Were you in an assembly line?
Yeah, actually, it was a junk mail factory. We put together these packets of basic nonsense flyers and things that got sent out to people.
And now we get that stuff in our email boxes.
Exactly right. It's all part of an assembly line process.
Yeah.
Well, it just goes down a production line. One thing is done here. The next is done in the next place, and so on down the line. And I guess we're using this to refer to hamburgers being produced exactly the same one after the other. So we've got these formulas and these recipes that are all over the place. So if you go have a Burger King burger here in Taiwan, it's probably going to be exactly the same as the burger you would get in Chicago.
Unless they're using rice to make the bun. That's a special product that's only made here or in Asia. We don't have those.
That's at most burger, I think, right?
No, they have that particular type of burger, they call it, to offer in McDonald's.
Okay.
Even though we do have standard hamburgers around the world, every chain will offer the customer in that particular country something they're used to. Like, we don't put corn in our salads in the United States. They do here.
Right.
Yeah, they do in McDonald's.
They need to understand local market tendencies in order to maximize their profits. Okay, well, again, we're talking about burgers being exported around the world from Japan to Brazil. And we'll continue talking about burgers in our next program, but right now it's time to listen to our Chinese teacher.
最后一段的前半提到了麦当劳对于一份汉堡过程的严格要求，包括每个步骤顺序，甚至麦当劳的经理必须前往麦当劳设立的汉堡大学去学习。之后许多素食店 sprouted up, 如雨后春笋般出现了。包括以 root beer, 也就是沙士闻名的 A&W, 跟将汉堡放在烤架上处理的 Burger King, 汉堡王。而碎肉片和生产汉堡的生产线也出口至全世界，从日本到巴西呢都可以看得到。在这一段的第一个句子里，我们看到的第一个单字就是 diner 这个字。这个字呢指的是用餐者，用餐的人叫 diner。这个字我们特别小心，它跟 dinner 不一样。我们说的晚餐是两个 n, 是 double n, 是 d-i-n-n-e-r。换句话说，这边的 diner 它是从动词 d-i-n-e 所衍生出来的。动词 d-i-n-e, dine, 它所代表的是用餐的意思。同样在这一段里头，我们看到了如雨后春笋般的冒出来，就叫做 sprout out。因为 sprout 这个字呢，是指的是发芽的意思。我们发现到在英文当中，当它的字首是 SPR 开头的话呢，它有一种扩大，有一种伸展，有一种迸发出来的意思。好比我们说的扩散叫 spread, S-P-R-E-A-D, 而弹跳弹簧这个字呢叫 spring, S-P-R-I-N-G, 而我们说像浪花一般，或者我们想说喷雾叫 spray, S-P-R-A-Y。而撒的话呢就叫做 sprinkle, S-P-R-I-N-K-L-E。像这类的动词我们就发现到都是由 S-P-R 开头的，有扩大伸展，有迸发出来的意思。
Wow, this is just day one of It's Burger Time. We've got another day to share with you more about the American hamburger. We hope you'll join us then. It's a fun lesson. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
I'm Tom.
Bye.